So many people I've heard talk about cash reserves, and they talk about this formula or that formula. I've tried to have formulas based on my decades of experience, and I've been somewhat successful, but mostly not. It just depends too much on subjective factors, your comfort zone. Are you really going to make for the next 5 or 10 years what you're making now, or are you going to make more? Is your industry downsizing? We don't know. Is there going to be a black swan event? I don't know. We didn't have any knowledge of what was going to happen on outside economic forces in the last 20 years. But the things that we didn't like happening all happened. Now let's take an example of one of those events, which was known as the S&L crisis. Now that occurred in the early and mid-90s. What really happened there was that we had a whole bunch of commercial properties go belly up, and the savings and loans back at the time, which pretty much aren't around anymore today, had to get rid of them, and it caused a lot of problems. Now, personally, I went fishing for 2 years. It's the only time in my career, over 44 years now, where I not only went fishing for 2 years, I told my clients when they asked me to come along with me because they shouldn't be doing anything. They said, what about buying all these properties that are coming on at pennies on the dollar? He says, well, the problem is there are people with $10 million in cash that are being outbid by people with $50 million. And unfortunately, and I think wrongly so, back then, those people with $1 to $10 million were being shut out, and the properties were being sold for less than these guys would have paid in order to sell 40 properties in one bag as opposed to one property to that investor. But that's another story. The key was, when those kind of times hit, here's what happened in San Diego, and they weren't the Lone Ranger. We had courtesy vacancy rates back then. What that meant is that if you had a move out on Friday and Saturday, your only vacancy was how fast your cleaning crew could get done before the new client or tenant moved in. Almost overnight, here's what happened. The vacancy rate went up to 15-20%. Simultaneously, rents dropped 10-20%. Think about that for a second. That's a whipsaw. And then in San Diego, who in my opinion was the hardest hit county in America by the savings and loan, two of our three biggest employers left town almost the same week. And they were huge. Think about that. Well, I had a client who decided that they were going to put a second trust deed loan for 12% on their duplex for $25,000. Now, that doesn't sound like much today, but you're talking over 20 years ago. The payment on that thing was a lot of money. And his wife had wanted to redo their kitchen. It was going to cost 25 grand. Make a long story short, they ended up losing that fourplex because of the combination of newly incurred debt that they had to pay off monthly, plus increased vacancy rates. For the longest period of time, over a year, they were almost always only three-quarters occupied of the four units. That just did not work. Now, he was a business owner, and he was a business owner of a plumbing company. His plumbing company was attached to the building industry, not fixing bad plumbing. Guess what happened in this S&L crisis? Builders stopped building, and he just had to hire himself out, put his business on hold. If he'd have kept the cash reserves, he would have not only saved the fourplex, he would have been able to weather the storm completely and yet still be able to make his eggs and bacon in the morning. It just wouldn't have been as pretty. Now, for you today, your cash reserves are of primary importance. If you're going to err on the size of those reserves, make it too generous. believe me, there are things that aren't just real estate related that are going to impact the economy and are going to cause you to dip into those cash reserves. It's going to happen. Have them ready. Cash reserves simply cannot be overrated or overvalued.